Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today's program is entitled Words. Sometimes we look at praise as something that we do on Sunday or when something good happens. But praise is something we live. It is all around us. When you wake up in the morning and hear the birds sing, that is praise. When the wind blows, that is praise. God spoke the world and the universe into existence. His voice still reverberates and will continue to reverberate forever. His word never comes back void. His voice never ends. Creation still reverberates his voice and responds because it is life. Everything that has breath praises the Lord. The mountains and the valleys can sing and shout because they are created of the fabric of the word of God. The word of God is stored in their atoms and resonates back to God in harmony with his eternal purpose. Isaiah 35, verse 1 through 2 states, "The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God." Isaiah 44:23 says, "Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth in a singing, you mountains, O forest and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel." Isaiah 49:13, "Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted." Psalm 65:13, "The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy, they also sing." Is not thunder simply the release of the voice of God? Job chapter 40, verse 9 confirms this. In Job 26:14, he says, "Lo, these are parts of his ways, but how little a portion is heard of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand?" Do you not see that this is the voice of God stored up, word, and released back to God? Psalm 77:18 says, "The voice of your thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lit up the world. The earth trembled and shook." The word is the substance of all things. It is the substance of Jesus in John 1:14. And it says, "And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The spoken word was also necessary in the birth of Jesus. The angel, the messenger of God, delivered to Mary the word of God. At the end of the conversation, Mary came into agreement with God by saying, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." Luke 1:38. She was speaking to God. Her completion of the cycle of God's word caused it to return to him not void, in confirmation of Isaiah 55:11. "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." God created everything. How? He created it with his spoken word. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. He said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. He said, "Let us make man in our image." Now, if we are created in his image, our words are also important. Since words are the building block of creation, we must be very careful with what we say. Words not only create, they can also destroy. There is an old English proverb that says, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." That's a lie. I've met countless people in my life who have been completely destroyed by words. Words have the power to create or destroy. What comes out of our mouth matters. Even silence speaks. Words are like seeds. The same first chapter of Genesis tells us that every seed produces fruit after its own kind. An apple tree does not produce orange seeds. Apples have seeds within them that, when planted, will reproduce other apple trees. We are told that everything has its own seed within it. Words are the seeds of this earth. If you want strife, plant words of contention. They will eventually reproduce and destroy everything they touch. If you want friendship, plant words of love. You will eventually produce a harvest of devotion. Every atom of our being attests to His mighty creative force in us. When we speak the Word of God, it completes the cycle back to God. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. What must we do? Speak the Word in prayer, praise, recitation. Agree with God's Word. Surrender to the will of God in order for His Word to bear fruit in our lives. Let's pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, I come before your throne asking for forgiveness of the words that have come out of my mouth that haven't been pleasing to you or edifying to others. I surrender myself to your will, and please do the work in me that will produce good seed, excellent speech for the edification of others. May your love shine through me and be in everything I say. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard at P.O. Box 1695, that's P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.